ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 25th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 7। ध्यायमाना शुश्रासुरोगसिद्धगन्धर्वविद्याधरमुनिगणैर् अनावतारमदमुदीत विकृतविह्वललोचनसुलिता सुलालित मुकारिकामृतेनाभ्ययामनस्वपार्षदविभूढयूतपतिन् अपरिम्लानरागनवतुलसीकमोदमध्वस्वेन माध्यान् मधुकरव्रातमधुरगीतश्रियं वैजयन्तीं स्वामनमालं नीलवास एककुण्डलो हलकुकुडीकृतसुभागसुन्दरभुजो भगवान् महेन्द्रो वरुणेन्द्र इव काञ्चनीं कशां काक्षां उदारलीलोऽभिवर्ति। ट्रांसलेशन। सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, the demigods, the demons, the uragas, the serpent and demigods, the siddhas, the gandharvas, the vidyadharas and many highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibration emanating from his mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful, well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly king Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vaijayanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees, intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of tulsi flower, hum very sweetly around the garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. Text 8.
ययेष एवं मनुसृतो ध्यायमानो मुमुक्षुम् अनादिकालकर्म वासनाग्रन्थिम् अविध्यमायं हृदयग्रन्थिं सत्त्वरजस्तमो मयम् अन्तर्हृदयं गत आसु निर्भिनन्ति तस्यानुभावन् भगवान् स्वयंभुवो नारदस्सह तुम्बुरेण सभायां ब्रह्मणः संश्लोकयम् असो आसो।
Translation. If persons were very serious about being liberated from material life, hear the glories of Ananta Deva from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession. And if they always meditate upon Sankarsana, the Lord enters the course of their heart, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the heart knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Ananta Deva in his father's assembly. There he sings the blissful verses of his own compositions, accompanied by the string instrument or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadev are imaginary. They are all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma and the great saint Narada along with his companion. Tumburu distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is prized by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta, and therefore the word Samslokya Masha, prized by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciple succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic, and they are thus benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, especially the modes of passion, rajas and tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of a lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives the transcendental knowledge in disciple succession, there is no question of being becoming purified of this contamination. So here we are reading the chapter called The Glories of Lord Ananta. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are some passages about the glories of Ananta Dev is given. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 5, the text 10, it says, Lord Balaram executes order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. According to expert opinion, Balaram as the chief of the original quadruple forms is also original Sankarshan Balaram. The first expansion of Krishna expands himself in five forms. Mahasankarshan, Karanadeshai, Garbhodakashai, Shirodakashai and Shesha. And the Shesha is called Ananta or unlimited because he assists the personality Godhead in his unlimited expansion by performing unlimited variety of services. See, Balaram is a servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityanand Prabhu is the same servitor Godhead. Balaram perform the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. So here Ananta Dev is named as Shesha and is also non-different from Balaram and Nityanand Prabhu. In the other, another purport in the Adilila, again Prabhupada mentioned that Ananta Shesha is the devotee incarnation of Godhead. He knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. In the Skanda Purana, in the Ayodhya Mahatmya chapter, the demigod Indra requested Lord Shesha, who was standing before him as Lakshmana, "Please go to your eternal abode of Vaikunth Vishnu Loka, where your expansion Shesha with his serpent and hoods is also present." This quotation indicates that Sankarsana of the quadruple form descends with Lord Rama's Lakshmana. When Rama disappears, Shesha again separates himself from the personality of Lakshmana, and Shesha then returns to his own abode in the Patala regions. Lakshmana returns to the abode of Vaikuntha. There are two features of Shesha. One is the bearer of the globes and the other is the bedstead servitor. So in this way, we are getting some clear information about the personality of Ananta. So Ananta Dev is also expansion of the Lord. He is Lord himself and as well as the servitor of the Lord. So two Sheshas are there. One feature of the Shesha is Anantashesh, who is beholding Lord Narayan in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha, and another Shesha, who is the direct expansion of the Lord, who is holding the whole material universe on his hoods in the Patala regions. So in this way, here we are hearing the glories of Lord Ananta in these two forms. And also in the purport, Prabhupada mentions about the glories of the Guru Shishya Parampara. Unless one hears them directly from bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. So in this way, in the purport, Prabhupada speaks about Guru Shishya Parampara and also glorifies Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And also we are read recent just now from the purports the glories of Ananta, who is also Balaram, Nityanand Prabhu and Lakshman. And Balaram and Nityanand Prabhu, who are considered to be the originator, the source of all incarnation, they are also called as Guru Tattva. They are the supreme spiritual masters, and all other spiritual masters are nothing but representatives of them. So in this way, since the purport is talking about the Guru disciple succession, we would like to briefly discuss about the glories of this four expansion of Lord Balaram, Ananta, Lakshmana and Nityanand Prabhu, and importance of the Guru Shishya Parampara, or how one should take message of the spiritual master if at all one wants to understand the spiritual matters. So the first question arises is that what the spiritual master gives, what Guru gives to the disciples or to anyone who approaches them in a submissive spirit. So it is said the spiritual master gives the connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the conditioned living entities. So if you see in the material world, if anyone comes and introduces themselves, we immediately ask about their relationship, how you are related with the other person. So the scripture says, the Vedas are describing only the three things. What is our relation with Krishna, and what is the process to acquire that, and what is the benefit one will achieve by re-establishing that relationship. So it is said that unless the spiritual master gives blessings, one cannot understand the relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Once there was a very rich businessman. He went outside for business in a ship. And by the time he went in the ship, his wife was pregnant and he has not given child. And she is not given child to that. She was pregnant. So then the man left and went far away in the ocean to a different country for business. And then the son was born, and the son was never known who is his father. He has not seen him. So then it so happened that the son also somewhere or other becomes a businessman. And in his youth, he also goes for a business purpose. And somehow or other he goes to the same land where his father had been. And now the father doesn't know who is the son, and son doesn't know who is the father. They were not aware of their connection. And somehow or other when both of them went and they started the same business over there, and it so happened the son becomes so expert in the business, he started accumulating a lot of wealth. And both of them become the competitors in that whole island without knowing each other's relations. And they started fighting. In fact, their goods, which are kept in the close by areas, they are fighting for the partition, fighting for the land and other properties. But then there was a very old man in that town, and he also went to that particular island. And he understood what is the problem, why these two people are fighting. And then this old man revealed to the father that this boy is actually your son. As soon as the father and son understood the relationship, then that was the end of all the fight. And both their goods became one, and there is no more fight. So similarly, in the material world, the living entities, assuming that the Supreme Lord is their competitor. And the living entities also want to enjoy the property of the Lord or like the Lord. And in the attempt of enjoying the property of the Lord, we are getting baffled. But the spiritual masters, like a old man who knows our relations with Krishna, he tells us that you are actually a son of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And as soon as we understand this understanding, then all our relationship problem finishes. So the scriptures and the Guru gives us that connection. So the first priority, the first step to re-establish our relation with Krishna is that we should have knowledge that Krishna is our master. Just like there may be so many children playing in the ground, but when mother goes to pick up the child, one particular child is attracted to the mother and the mother is attracted to that particular child. Why? Because the child has a knowledge that this is my mother and mother has a knowledge this is my child. So unless a person has knowledge, he cannot have any relationship. But at the same time, knowledge itself cannot bring us to the strong relationship. Just like, for example, a person may have the knowledge of different taste, or he may have the knowledge of apple juice, for example, or Karela juice. So he may have the knowledge of Karela juice, but that cannot bring him attraction to that Karela juice because he doesn't like it. Similarly, we have also a knowledge of Krishna, Supreme Lord, but right now that knowledge is like Karela juice. We are not so much related to Krishna. In fact, our heart, we envy the Supreme Lord. So knowledge in itself cannot bring us a close relationship with Krishna. So another factor we need for sambandha, that is attraction. Just like if anyone gives a mango juice, amras, in front of us, and knowledge is there, we have past experience, our taste, and immediately we become attracted, and thus we are related to the amras, very tasty object. But because of a disease condition, Krishna is like for us, just right now, is like a Karela juice. We are not able to appreciate him. So, one need attraction towards the Supreme Lord. One has to develop that attraction. So that attraction will be the basis of sambandha gyan, our relation with Krishna. So right now, the whole material world is like nectarian for us. We are so much related to that because we have attraction, natural attraction for that. But we are not attracted towards Krishna. So sambandha gyan can be only established, first one should have a knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. By knowing Krishna's supremacy, we can develop a relation with him. But that is not enough, because we theoretically understand Krishna is Supreme Lord and we are his servant. But even that is not enough, we have to develop an attraction toward Krishna. And that is only possible when we approach a spiritual master and render devotional service. So, Madan Mohan deity is considered to be the deity of relationship, sambandha gyan. Madan Mohan, because he attracts our heart, just like the conditioned souls have so much attraction for the material sense objects, but those sense objects has to be withdrawn, has to be detached, and then we should develop an attraction toward Krishna. So Madan Mohan, who attracts everyone's heart, can help us by attracting towards his personality. But before approaching Madan Mohan, one has to approach a spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession. So here Prabhupada says that, however, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. So we may have theoretical understanding, but unless we approach a spiritual master, render humble service to him, we cannot appreciate Krishna. We cannot develop any relationship with Krishna. Same in the material world. that how a person develop a relation with any sense objects. A boy may go to a college and his students are telling that still you are drinking milk, why you are not drinking this item? You are like a child. And then he feels very offended, oh, I should also prove myself a grown up boy. And he started drinking. In this way develop an attachment and attraction, and you become completely related to that. So the material process also needs the person who makes the attachments. The only problem is that in the material world there are so many people who can guide in these ways, and the conditioned soul naturally have attraction to these objects. But the same particular process is applied in spirituality. A guru teaches the conditioned soul in the same way that how one should get attached to Krishna. He gives the process. So in this way, Krishna says in the 11th canto that the guru is a personality who can give Krishna. Acharya mamijaniyam na avamanyeta karhichit martya buddhya ashuyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. That acharya or guru, Krishna says, that you should consider Krishna as non-different from me. And one should serve the spiritual master without envy, without thinking that he is one of ordinary person like me. And then, if one serves in a humble spirit, and he can give us the knowledge. So, unless we approach spiritual master, we cannot understand Krishna properly. But now, the spiritual master, as we discussed the glories of Lord Ananta, the original spiritual master is Balaram. So taking this particular verse from the 11th canto, that one should worship the spiritual master and one should not envy him and one should not consider him as ordinary, otherwise one cannot spiritual knowledge. We will see in the four expansion of Sri Balaram, how in their life, if anyone, because they neglected these personalities who are Guru Tattva, they would not get spiritual perfection. But on the other hand, also serve them, they are getting spiritual perfection. So it is said in the scriptures, Anantam Pradamam Rupam Lakshmanastu Tataparam Bhalabhadra Tritiyamstu Kalau Kaschit Bhavishyati. Anantam Pratamam Rupam. Balaramji is the original personality of Godhead, from whom the expansions are coming. But when we come to the material world, if we see from historical point of view, Lord Ananta is there in the spiritual world. And then when Lord Ram comes in the Treta Yuga, Lakshmana comes. Anantam Pratamam Rupam, Lakshmanashta Tataparam. Then when Krishna comes, Lord Balaram also comes with him. And then same personality Balaram appears in this age of Kali as Nityananda Prabhu. And this, all these personalities who are non-different from Balaram are all the original spiritual masters. And all other spiritual masters are nothing but representatives of them. So unless we approach the spiritual master, one can't get the understanding of Lord. And if anyone offends these personalities and goes directly to the Lord, they cannot get spiritual understanding. So here, in the hierarchy of incarnation, from Balaram, before Balaramji comes, Lakshmana appears in the material world who serves Lord Ram. So when Lakshmana appears, he is also a spiritual master who takes the conditioned souls towards Lord Ram, the Supreme Lord. And Lakshmana is so dear to the Lord, it is said in the scriptures that Lord Ram considered Lakshmana as one of his limbs. When Lakshmana disfigured Shurpanaka's ears and nose. So in another place in Ramayana it mentioned that Lord Ram cut the nose and ear of Shurpanaka with his right hand. So then, how is it possible? It is very obvious that Lakshmana cut Shurpanaka's nose and ears. How Lord Ram could cut through his right hand? Acharya says that Lakshmana is considered to be the limb of Lord Ram. Lakshmano Ramasya Dakshino Bahu. That Lakshmana is considered to be Lord Ram's right arm. So when it says that Lord Ram through his right arm cut the nose and ear of Shurpanaka, that means Lakshmana is considered to be the right arm of Lord Ram. So in this way, Lakshmana is so close to Lord Ram, and he is the original spiritual master. And it is also says that the closeness of Lakshmana with Lord Ram, when Sumitra sent Lakshmana to the forest, Sumitra advised Lakshmana that you consider Ramam Dasharatham Vidhi Mamiti Janakatmaja. You consider Lord Ram to be Dasharat and Sita to myself. Ayodhya Atavim Vidhim Yata Tata Yata Gacha Tata Shukam. Tata Gacha Yata Shukam. O Lakshmana, you go and consider the forest and serve Lord Ram and consider the forest to be Ayodhya. But when Lakshman goes to the forest and serves Lord Ram considers Lakshmana in totally the opposite way. In one particular time, Lakshmana asked Lord Ram, "My dear Lord, please tell me what service I can do for you." And Lord Ram tells, "Okay, build a parnashala, a kutir for me out of grass." So Lakshmana built the kutir, beautiful kutir. And after the bhajan kutir, after the kutir is built, parnashala is built, Lord Ram comes and sees the parnashala. It was so beautiful. There are places, there are separate rooms where Lord Ram could meet the sages. There is a place where Mother Sita can do her household activities for the pleasure of Lord Ram. And they say so many beautiful arrangements were made. And also, more than what Lord Ram told, Lakshmana did extra services. And Lord Ram was surprised. And Lakshmana's mind was, Lord Ram told me to do service to him, but because he is Maryada Purushottam, he may not tell all his internal desires to me. And Lord Ram may want to have the conjugal pastimes with Mother Sita. She cannot tell me, his brother, that arrange facilities for our conjugal relationship with myself and Sita. But Lakshmana understood the mood of Lord Ram, and he arranged so much extra facilities for the pleasure of Lord Ram and Sita. So seeing this service attitude of Lakshmana, Lord Ram becomes so moved, and Lord Ram tells Lakshmana that Bhavagyena Kritagyena Dharmagyena Cha Lakshmana Toya Putrena Dharmatma Nachame Pita. He says that Bhavagyena Kritagyena Lakshmana, that people say that I have lost my father, but actually speaking, it is completely wrong. You are so kind to me, and you are taking care of me as good as my father. And you know that my father has taken so much time to give me birth. And after giving birth to me, he has taken care of me just like a loving son. So now my father is not there, but still you are taking care of me as a loving father. So my dear Lakshmana, that for you, your father is dead. But for me, my father is not died. Why? Because Lakshmana, you are there. And you are serving me so much as a loving father. I never lost my father, but you have lost your father. In this way, Lord Ram had a deep relation with Lakshman. So such a Lakshman who is so dear to the Lord, and those who approach Lakshman, they become very dear to Lord Ram. But those who offended Lakshman, they could not get the mercy of Lord Ram. In fact, Lakshmana's service is that whatever obstacles comes in the pleasure of Lord Ram, he cannot tolerate. In the Nasik Yatra, his great journey also mentioned a point that Shurpanaka is considered to be compared to Maya. Because Shurpanaka came and wanted to destroy Mother Sita, who is object of Lord Ram's enjoyment. But Lakshmana is like a spiritual master, he cannot tolerate any obstacles comes in his Lord's enjoyment. So immediately he cut off her nose and ears. So Lakshmana is that personality who is so dear to the Lord Ram. And anyone who offended Lakshman could not get the mercy of Lord. So in this case, the example of Dvida comes. The Dvida was a close associate of Lord Ram. But because Dvida, though he is so close associate of Lord Ram, but because he offended Lakshman, he could not get the mercy of Lord Ram. As we discussed the last day, Gauranga mentions about Sugriva, who offended Lakshman, was also beaten up. So in this way, Lakshman, who is a spiritual master, if anyone offends him, one cannot get the mercy of Lord. Na avamanyeta karhichit. And Dvida, because he offended Lakshmana, after Lord Ram finished his pastime, still he could not get the association of Lord Ram. In fact, Dvida become more and more demoniac. And in the Bhagavata mentions, the same Dvida appeared in front of Balaram and he offended Balaram also. And because Dvida offended Lakshman, that offense to the Vaishnavas leads to bad association. So Dvida was described in Bhagavatam as Narakasya Shakakaschid Dvido Nama Vanara Sugriva Sachivasota Bhrata Maindasya Viryavan. That this Dvida is a friend of Narakasura and he is also brother of Mahinda. Mahinda is considered to be close associate of Lord Ram. But being his brother, Dvida become demoniac. And how he become demonic? Because he offended Lakshman. That offense to Lakshman led to bad association, that association of Narakasura. And if you see history of Narakasura, Narakasura was a son. Bhauma was son of Lord Krishna. And because Bhaumasura was associated with Banasura, he became demon. In this way, bad association leads to doom. And Bhaumasura associated with Banasura become demon. Then this Dvida associated with Bhaumasura. And he is also become demonic. And then this demonic Dvida again approached Balaram and offended Balaram. And Balaram is the original personality of God that appeared as a third. Anantam Pratamam Rupam Lakshmanastu Tataparam Balabhadra Tritiyastu. And when Balaram appeared, Balaramji was enjoying pastimes with the gopis, and Dvida came and started playing in front of Balaram. And Balaramji saw that he is making fun of the gopis. And Balaramji fought with him and killed him, and killed him completely, and down to the death. So, again, by offending Balaram, one cannot approach Krishna. And we hear again another episode of Romaharsana Sutta. Romaharsana Sutta was giving Srimad was deep studied the Bhagavatam and all Vedic literatures. And the Bhagavatam says, Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyaditaya Bahunicha Setihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvashaha. Romaharsana Sutta was so deep learned and is a disciple of Vyasadev. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. One's reading Bhagavata means one is approaching Krishna. Because Bhagavata is not different from Krishna. Krishna Sudamo Pagade Dharma Gyanatipi Saha Kalo Nashtadrasham Yesha Puranarku Adina Uditaha. When Krishna disappeared, in his place, the son of Bhagavatam have risen. So Romaharsana Sutta was deeply absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Vedic literatures, who is not different from Krishna, but failed to give respect to the spiritual master, original spiritual master Balaram. Because he failed to give respect to the original spiritual master Balaram, Romaharsana Sutta was also ended up in giving up his life. So Balaram, when he saw Romaharsana Sutta, he could not tolerate. He shouted at Romaharsana Sutta, Atantasya vinetasya vrita pandita manina nagunaya bhavantisma natasyevajitatmana. That you think that you are very learned. You think you know all the shastras, but there is no humility in the heart. There is no sense control in your heart. You are very proud. And just like a dramatic performer who performs his speech in a dramatic field, and you are talking with no realizations. In this way, Balaramji could not tolerate his offending himself. So Balaramji took a small grass, because Balaramji has taken a vow that I am not going to fight any further. And he gave up his weapon and he was going in a pilgrimage tour, but still Balaramji could not tolerate this offense. He given up his fight, killing anyone, but this offense was intolerable. And Balaramji himself says in the Bhagavatam, Etat artho hi lokesmin maya avatara krutaha vadayame dharma dvijina tehi padako adhikaha. That my incarnation in the material world is to subdue such dharma dvijina, those who are false religious, charlatan religious leaders. So in this way, Balaramji became upset with Romarsana Suta and killed him. Again, we are seeing the second time that by offending Balaram, who is the original spiritual master, even though so much knowledgeable in the scripture, Romarsana Suta could not get the mercy of Lord Krishna. And then the same personality, Balaram, appeared in this age of Kali as Sri Nityanand Prabhu, Kalau Kashchit Bhavishyati. Of course, the Sri Sampradaya, they claim that the third is also Ramanuja, because he is expansion of Anantashesh. But even if considered that way also, he also taught the example that unless one approaches spiritual master, one cannot get the mercy. And when same Balaramji appeared as Nityanand Prabhu, his mood was different. Though Lord Nityanand Prabhu himself is most merciful, but the servants of Nityanand Prabhu cannot tolerate any offenses or disrespects committed at him. So we see in the episode of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that when Nityanand Prabhu, eternal servant, Meenaketan Ramadas, when he came to the house of Kaviraj Goswami for a festival, the priest Gunanava Mishra was worshipping the Krishna deity. And this Ramadas Meenaketan came there. Everyone stood up and gave respect to this Ramadas Meenaketan. But this Gunanava Mishra, who has little faith on Nityanand Prabhu, did not attend to him. He was not respecting. He didn't bother about him. And it is an offense, disrespecting a close associate of Nityanand Prabhu. And Meenaketan Ramadas is not ordinary personality. It is said he is such a personality, when he would always have tears in his eyes. And people give him obeisances in the mood of coward boy, would sit on their shoulder and would jump on their shoulder and dance with them. And he would sometimes take his flute and slap on their head. This is the mood of Meenaketan Ramadas, who is so advanced associate of Lord Nityananda. But here, Gunanava Mishra didn't give attention to his associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then, also, the brother of Kaviraj Goswami have faith in Lord Chaitanya, but was not respecting or recognizing Nityananda Prabhu. So immediately, Meenaketan Ramadas, he became very upset and he spoke loudly that it is better to be an atheist and completely neglect both Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. But if anyone is posing themselves to be theistic but worships only Mahaprabhu and neglects Nityanand Prabhu, is more worst. And he shouted and broke his flute and left that place. And immediately Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother and told him, how can you neglect Nityanand Prabhu? And Kaviraj Goswami says, because of my good quality of chastising a person who has love for Lord Chaitanya but not for Nityanand Prabhu, Nityanand Prabhu appeared in my dream and advised me to go to Vrindavan. So here, Kaviraj Goswami says that Nityanand Prabhu is a personality who is so close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Balaram himself. And then, in the episode of Jagai and Madai are also offended Nityanand Prabhu. But because Nityanand Prabhu is the mood of Mahavadanya, he is in the mood of giving so much magnanimous, he wants to give Lord Chaitanya's love, that in Ramakrishna Sudha offended, the same Balaram took the trina, the grass, and killed Ramakrishna Sudha. But here the same Lord Balaram, came as Nityanand Prabhu, took the similar grass in his mouth, kept it in the teeth, and went door to door and begging from each and every conditioned living entities and begging them, please give up sinful activities and take the holy name of Krishna. And in Jagai and Madai's case, Nityanand Prabhu did the same thing. And Madai hit Nityanand Prabhu on the forehead. And because in this pastime also, because of offense to Balaram, Lakshmana, Nityanand Prabhu, Mahaprabhu becomes so furious. And the same story was again to take place, again to reenact. Destruction of those who offended the original spiritual master. But then Nityanand Prabhu pleaded, because in this avatar he is most magnanimous, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgiven them. And even after that, Jagai and Madai could get the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu only after they begged forgiveness from Nityanand Prabhu. Jagai was overwhelmed by the tolerance and the humility of Nityanand Prabhu, and that transformed his heart. And Jagai, by stopping Madai's beating of Nityanand Prabhu, did service to the original spiritual master. That became the cause of receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, one cannot get the mercy or understand Krishna without a spiritual master's mercy. Then again, we see in the same disciple succession of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that the representative of Balaram, Nityanand Prabhu and Lakshman, as a Sakti Avesh avatar, came to uphold the principles of religion, who is Srila Yaksi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is a representative of all these acharyas. And unless Srila Prabhupada comes, there is no question of understanding our real relationship with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's contribution, he is giving us the relationship with Krishna in a practical way. Srila Prabhupada is giving us the Sambandha Gyan, how we are related to Krishna. And without approaching Srila Prabhupada, who is a bona fide spiritual master, that hardly anyone in the world, in the history, could understand the real glory of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given this process so simple that just by chanting the holy names of Lord Shri Krishna, that one can easily develop an attraction and affection for Krishna. So we see again here, those who are in many histories in the ISKCON movement also, who have minimized their spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, we could say that they could also not understand the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. But those who are approached the spiritual master in a humble spirit, even how much ever fallen they are, they could easily get the mercy of Lord Gauranga. It is said that anything in this age of Kali, which is very high, cannot be approached by those who are lowest. Even if it is very high, one has to pay a high price. The highest is not given to the lowest. And if it is highest, one cannot easily approach it. Climbing on the Mount Everest is highest but cannot done by everyone. But getting possession of glass pieces, anybody can have, but diamonds cannot be approached by everyone. But Srila Prabhupada, who is a spiritual master representative of Balaram and Nityanand Prabhu, made the equation opposite. That the highest of the mercy of Lord Nityanand Prabhu could be given to the lowest among all categories. So that is the power of the bona fide spiritual master. And is given that sublime process to the lowest of all mankind. And at the same time, the process is also not so difficult. The process is also very simple. The process is chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada, he established the real understanding of living entities' relation with Krishna. Before Srila Prabhupada, most of the understanding of the even big scholars is completely vague. When you speak about relationship, only three things are existing. Srila Prabhupada says, knowledge means no three: matter, spirit and controller of both. Krishna is there and we are in the material world. The spirit and material world is in front of us. But before Srila Prabhupada comes, most of the scholars, they thought that first of all, the controller God is not at all there. And even if he is there, I am that God. Ishwaroham aham bhogi. There is no difference between God and me. There is no relation practically. I am myself God. But Srila Prabhupada smashed that misunderstanding of improper relations among these two and established the real relationship. Nirvishesha shunyavadi paschati deshatarine. Nirvishesha. He destroyed the nirvishesha conception that the God has no qualities and we ourselves are God. And some others, they told the relation among these three, Krishna, the material world and us, is nothing but a void. Ultimately, we are not going to exist. We are zero. And Prabhupada destroyed that understanding, shunyavadi paschati deshatarine. He destroyed those misconceptions also and established the real relations what living entity can acquire by following the process. And the process Srila Prabhupada gave was simple: the chanting of the holy name. And His great Jananya was to mention how that all these personalities are there in Prabhupada's movement. He said that Balaramji is a personality who is a Sandini potency, who is a spiritual world personified in Krishna's pastimes. And he expands in various forms to serve Krishna: the abode, the Vyasasan, the umbrella, the Brahman thread, everything, the existential potency is Lord Balaram. And in the moment of ISKCON, as Jananya has mentioned, that Sri Nityanand Prabhu is not different from this ISKCON movement, in which he is existential potency and in which the holy name of Krishna have taken birth. And the person who gives this spiritual world of International Society for Krishna Consciousness and Krishna's holy name is Srila Prabhupada. And in this way, we can see in all this example how by approaching a spiritual master in a humble, submissive way, even a person who is lowest of all can easily understand the essence of the relationship with Krishna. But if offending the spiritual masters or the representative of spiritual masters, one cannot understand anything about Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that, however, unless one hears them directly from bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciplic succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada. And Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. And as confirmed herein, unless one receives the transcendental knowledge in the disciplic succession, there is no question of his becoming purified of this contamination. So in this way, by approaching spiritual master in a bona fide disciplic succession, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, however powerful physically, like Divida, or however powerful intellectually, like Romavarsana Sutta, or however powerful, whatever gender you belong, one cannot approach, understand the personality of Godhead in truth. But in the other way, even a person is not so much controlled his senses, not so intelligent, but by approaching a spiritual master in the disciplic succession, in the mood of submission, one can understand Krishna easily and perfect his life. Thank you very much. We'll stop here with these words. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions? Any corrections? It's most important. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.